Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 5, and today we are going to be talking about how to buy and sell NFTs, which is very important, because while crypto gaming can be fun, most of us are in it to make a little bit of money. One of the main ways to do this is through buying and selling NFTs, or non-fungible tokens. More importantly though, buying NFTs can give you a leg up on the competition in whatever game you're playing, so that can help you crush them when the time comes. So, buying NFTs can seem somewhat daunting at first, especially with some of the hoops that you have to jump through. I know it took me ages to sort of figure it out, and I was going through lots of YouTube videos. So, this is why it can be nice when some blockchain games let you buy and sell NFTs on their own website, like an Axie Infinity. I know Gala Games does it a little bit. But for the most part, you're going to be buying NFTs on secondary marketplaces. And there's a bunch to choose from, and there's one that I've really sort of settled down with and really enjoy their interface. So some of the marketplaces that you can buy them from are OpenSea, which is the largest one. They have over 700 projects represented there. There's also Rarible, Super Rare, the Atomic Marketplace is coming up, Unify, and a ton of other ones. So I want to get into a little bit about OpenSea because that's my marketplace of choice. So it's been active since 2018 and it is by far the largest marketplace. They have some of the biggest and most expensive NFTs going there and lots of games use them as their preferred marketplace as well. So let's just sort of jump into this. First, some technical stuff though. When you buy an NFT somewhere, it is normally customary for the relevant NFT marketplace to charge a fee for enabling the sale. This fee can typically be a percentage of the NFT sale price and is normally paid by the buyer. This can be compared to how regular art galleries normally take a share of the sale of any painting or anything else that they do. At OpenSea, the buyer pays 2.5% to the marketplace when purchasing an NFT. But there are also no listing fees involved. The original creator of the NFT can also choose to take a fee on the final sale amount as well, but is under no obligation to do so. What's also nice at OpenSea is they have a referral program, and the person that you refer, if they buy an NFT, you actually receive 2.5% of the purchase price. So this could be a good way to even make some passive income if you know a bunch of people that are trying to get into blockchain gaming. Now, OpenSea doesn't allow withdrawals or deposits through credit or debit cards or PayPal, which is pretty much standard everywhere. No one really allows that. It's probably going to be happening in the next few years, but as of right now, you're going to need a digital wallet in order to participate in some of these marketplaces. So my favorite digital wallet is MetaMask. And one of the main reasons is that pretty much every single game can connect to MetaMask. It's the industry standard right now. And another reason for that is the simplicity of setting it up. It's super quick and simple. And the second is the security of the wallet. They've had no breaches so far in their security, as far as I know. So once you set up your MetaMask account, you need to connect it to OpenSea, and this whole process can take about 15 minutes. It's pretty intuitive, but I will include a tutorial link in the show notes below. So having an empty wallet doesn't do you much good, so you'll need to put some money in your MetaMask account, and you need to make sure that there's also enough money to cover the gas fees. This is super important, and it's probably something a lot of people forget, because every time you move money, every time you buy something through crypto, there are gas fees, and especially with Ethereum, they can be quite high sometimes. I think they're fairly low right now as of this recording, but that is very, very important. Make sure you have enough money for gas fees. You really want to put more money in there than you think you are going to buy. Sending money to MetaMask is also very simple. It's the same process as if you would move money from Coinbase to Binance or any other crypto exchange. So once all of that is complete, you are ready to browse around for your preferred NFTs for tons of different games. And one of the things you always need to be aware of when purchasing an NFT, even on reputable sites, is getting scammed. Just like any other marketplace, getting scammed is a real possibility. So, people can create phony NFTs for sale, which can mimic actual valuable NFTs. And I know a lot of the Discord channels I'm a part of, they always call these people out and they always have a good joke because they'll, you know, switch one word or switch some letters around or they'll change the artwork a little bit. But you have to be very careful about this. And the easiest way to get around this is to only purchase products with a blue check mark next to them. So it's sort of like Twitter, where a verified user has a blue check mark. In the same way, this check mark is on OpenSea, and it'll show up for any particular NFT that is legitimate. So that is the first thing you need to look at, and possibly the most important thing when buying an NFT. What's also nice is that you can see similar NFTs and what they have sold for. And if your NFT that you're currently looking at is overpriced or not, if the person selling it is trying to fleece you, so that is also very important. And you can see the sale history of that individual NFT. So you can see if it's gaining value, losing value, and that might affect whether or not you're willing to buy it. If it's just plummeting in price, maybe you'll wait, maybe you won't buy it at all because it's clearly not gaining value at all. Now, after you have bought your NFT, you need to send it to your game wallet. Most games make this pretty intuitive as well. This process works very similar as sending crypto between wallets. So each NFT has its own address, and you just send it to any game wallet, just like you would Bitcoin or Ethereum. It normally works out pretty quickly, but just like sending crypto, you need to make sure all the numbers are correct, you need to copy them exactly, and triple and quadruple check every single time. So these are pretty much the basic steps. Like I said, I'm going to have some tutorials and links in the show notes so that you can check it out. Always look at some YouTube videos to make sure that you're doing things correctly, because chances are if you're having trouble with it, lots of other people are having trouble with it also. And like I said, NFTs are sort of the backbone of the blockchain gaming industry. You can use them to sell and make money, but more importantly, having NFTs can greatly give you a leg up on your competition. Many games, especially RPGs or tower defense games, they're living off these NFTs, and the people that have them are going to win, and they're going to win more crypto. So on that note, the next episode, we will be talking about the blockchain game Alien Worlds, which is one of the fastest growing dApps out there. Now, dApp means decentralized application, so it's not just one of the fastest growing games, it's one of the fastest growing applications in the decentralized universe. And it's also one of the cheapest games out there to start up. It's not quite free to play, but it's pretty close. I've also bought a few cheap NFTs on their Wax Marketplace, which makes it really easy to buy better gear, and it can be very important, especially when this whole game is sort of centered around mining and doing that efficiently. So that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter, on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!